Hello everybody, it's MrInstall23 back in the video. This is the second video in the series where I talk about commonly misunderstood, misused, twisted, misinterpreted scriptures. Last time I talked about Acts 2:38, today I'm going to be talking about Genesis chapter 12 verse 3. It says, "And I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curseth thee, and in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed." Now this passage, this verse right here, is used by people to try and say that America and everybody in America and all the Christians here need to bless the modern day nation of Israel established in 1948. And they teach people like John Hagee and so on, they teach that you need to support Zionism, you need to support Israel, and you need to bless their nation, bless their people, and you will receive blessings yourself and your nation will be blessed. First of all, I want to make the point that this promise is not being made to Israel or to the nation of Israel. It's being made unto Abraham. It's said unto Abraham. It says in Genesis 12, verse 1, only two verses earlier, "Now the Lord had said unto Abraham, Get thee out of thy country, and from thy kindred, and from thy father's house, unto a land that I will show thee." So God is talking to Abraham. He's not talking to Israel or making a promise about Israel. Promises later did come to the nation of Israel in the Bible, but the blessings and the promises that were given to them were conditional upon following after God. It says in Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 1 to 2, "And it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth, and all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee, if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God." And in Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 18, or verse 15, rather, it says, "But it shall come to pass, if thou wilt not hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe to do all his commandments and his statutes which I command thee this day, that all these curses shall come upon thee and overtake thee." So in Deuteronomy chapter 28, it says that the curses and blessings which come upon Israel are conditional upon whether or not they follow after God, whether or not they put their faith in God and do God's commandments. In Romans chapter 2, verse 8 to 11, it says, "But unto them that are contentious and do not obey the truth, but obey unrighteousness, indignation and wrath, tribulation and anguish upon every soul of man that doeth evil, of the Jew first and also of the Gentile, but glory, honor, and peace to every man that worketh good, to the Jew first and also to the Gentile. For there is no respect of persons with God." God is not a respecter of persons. There's no special treatment of the physical nation of Israel just because they're the physical nation of Israel. The New Testament teaches also that the physical Israel has no real meaning, but that it's through faith that every nation receives the blessings and becomes of Israel. In Romans chapter 9, verse 6, it says, "For they are not all Israel which are of Israel." In Galatians chapter 3, verse 7 and 9, it says, "Know ye therefore that they which are of faith, the same are the children of Abraham. And the scripture, foreseeing that God would justify the heathen through faith, preached before the gospel unto Abraham, saying, In thee shall all nations be blessed. So then, they which be of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham." So this refers back to Genesis chapter 12, verse 3, and also Genesis 18, 18, which says, "All nations of the earth shall be blessed in him," referring to Abraham. It's not about Israel, but it's about Abraham and his seed. It says also in Galatians 3, 16, "Now to Abraham and his seed were the promises made. He saith not, and to seeds as of many, but as of one, and to thy seed, which is Christ." Acts 3, 25 says, "Ye are the children of the prophets and of the covenant which God made with our fathers, saying unto Abraham, And in thy seed shall all the kindreds of the earth be blessed." So it's referring, of course, to Abraham and his seed, referring to Jesus Christ. Those who are the heathen, those who are of the other nations apart from Israel, but who put their faith in Jesus Christ and are thus saved, are the true Israel. They become Israel. And it teaches this also in Romans chapter 2, verse 28 to 29, where it says that that he is not a Jew who is so outwardly. And also in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9 to 10, which says, "But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. Now it's referring to the people who in time past were not a people because they're from all nations. They're people from all nations, the Gentiles and the Jews, who have come together in faith in God, in faith in Jesus Christ, and have become a holy nation unto God. So it has nothing to do with the physical nation of Israel, and has especially nothing to do with the modern day nation of Israel, which wasn't even around at that time and had nothing to do with what promises were made to Abraham. So when God said that whoever blesses thee will be blessed, or whoever curses thee will be cursed, it has nothing to do with Israel, it has to do with Abraham, and the promises are given to Abraham and his seed, those who put faith in Jesus Christ, those who actually follow after Jesus Christ, not the unbelieving Jews in the nation of Israel today, but the people who are of the church, people who believe in Christ. They are made the children of Abraham. They are made, they are given the promises of Israel. They become of Israel. So that's what Genesis chapter 12, verse 3, and verses like it are teaching. It has nothing to do with the modern day nation of Israel. So thank you, everybody, for watching. Goodbye.